And we want to take a quick trip around the country now to see how COVID-19 is impacting businesses, starting in Ardmore, Pennsylvania, where Carrie Coase is owner of Pucci Manuli Toy Store and Gift Shop. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you? Because your store is closed to in-person customers. You're following the recommendation from your governor to close.
We are, yes. On Thursday, we got the notification that we should strongly recommend closing our doors. That's what we did.
They wanted you to close non-essential retail. We think toys are essential, but you're adapting. You're working with people over FaceTime, Skype, video conferencing. How's it going?
We are. So far, so good. We're trying to make lemonade here, trying to put our creative hats on and come up with different ways to serve our customers in this sort of uncharted territory that we find ourselves in.
How do you let them know? I mean, you probably already had customers, but have you alerted people who used to come in to go, to Skype?
We have, yes. We send emails out. We are on social media. We are doing our best to notify people in those ways. And thankfully, we've got a little bit of a following, so they're aware of it, and they are actually spreading the word for us as well, which is great. So far, so good.
Well, you have 5 people on your staff part-time. Now, some are working with reduced hours. Others are staying home, not getting paid. Boy, that's got to be a tough decision. I'm assuming you know all of them well.
I do know them all very well, and it is incredibly difficult. As a small business, we don't have huge cash reserves in the bank, so to speak. We work on thin margins, and we do our best day to day. And we just got word that the state of Pennsylvania has come up with a emergency unemployment package, which I'm happy to see.
Great.
I need to do some more research on that, but yeah, it's devastating. I know these people well, and it's heartbreaking.
Well, of course, I'm sure they wish also that the store stay open, so that it can be there when they come back and they're maybe, sacrificing for that. But you're already competing with Amazon, I'm sure. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to go there right now. Why should they go to you or a local store instead?
Oh, gosh. You bring up that four-letter word, Amazon, figuratively anyway. People tell us all the time we have quite a different and unique experience, unlike most retail out there. And we wanted to try to capture that virtually. Our shop-to-shop program that we have on PucciManuli.com, which is this FaceTime shopping program that we are now we've brought to the forefront and are promoting. We have a connection to the community like no one else does, and no other large corporation does. Yeah. We know these customers. We know their kids. We know their grandkids. We see them on a regular basis, and we're part of the community.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone else can say that. And I think also in a increasingly digital economy and global economy, people are craving human connection to one another.
Yeah.
Something you don't get when you buy online. You don't have that human interaction with one another. So
yeah.
While it's FaceTime is sort of it's digital, you at least get to see the person on the other end of the screen, and you get to see their smile.
Well, Carrie Coase, owner of Pucci Manuli Toy Store and Gift Shop in Ardmore, Pennsylvania, we would also add Easter's coming, bunny rabbits and things, stuffed animals and stuff.
Lots.
We'll link you up at hereandnow.org. Carrie, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.